Hello, my friends. My job description tonight is to give a frame of reference for how sound can induce higher consciousness in 10 minutes flat.
You can do it.
Everything that exists in the world of form is vibrating. There's a direct correlation between form and vibration. If you change the vibration, the form changes. If you change the form, the vibration is different. Sound is a vibration, it's pulsing airwaves. Because it's a vibration, it can interact with other realities, including even consciousness, in many interesting ways. Let me share some of the ways that sound can interact. Before I do, have you thought that it's no coincidence that temples around the world, many different eras of time, many different civilizations, all use sound to induce higher consciousness? Is that a coincidence, or is there something about it? Well, one way is through the law of resonance. Resonance means that if one thing is vibrating a particular frequency, and if something else near it can vibrate at the same frequency, it'll tend to get it vibrating together. It's the most universal of all laws, resonance. Two things can vibrate together, and when they're vibrating in sync, there can be an energy transfer, and there can be and information transfer between them. So there are many examples of resonance. For example, if you tune two strings of a guitar to the same note, if you pluck one, the other starts vibrating. Emotional example, if one person starts laughing, everybody starts laughing. If one person gets afraid, everybody gets afraid. Biological example, if two women start living together, their moon cycles soon are in sync with each other. If you put two pendulums on a wall with an equal length pendulums, after a few days, they're moving in exact sync with each other. So that's resonance. Another principle is as above, so below, the law of octaves. That means if two things are not only the same frequency, but multiples of that frequency, they can still interact with each other. An octave higher means twice the frequency. For example, la, an octave higher is la, that's it, twice as fast. Now, if two things are exactly twice as fast, there can be a resonance between them, an energy transfer, an information transfer between them. That means something vibrating with sound can interact with things on the level of light, 790 trillion times a second, and higher octaves even in the realms of consciousness and mind. Another form of resonance is pattern matching. Have you ever noticed how in radionics or in remote healing, it only takes a picture of a person to energetically connect with that person, or a sample of blood, or even just a hair from a person, and it energetically connects with that person because they have the same pattern. Now, if sound can be induced to take on the same pattern as a particular state of consciousness, then that state of consciousness is superimposed on the sound, and then someone else listening to that sound can be vibrated into that same state of consciousness. So consciousness can be used as a way to transfer consciousness from one person to another. Yet another way is through intent. If I'm on a lake and it's very still, and then a boat goes by, there'll be slow rolling waves coming in. Then if I get a pebble and I drop a tiny little pebble, it creates little waves, and those little waves ride on top of the big waves like this. So you can get a small wave riding on top of a big wave. Likewise, you can get an intent, a small wave, riding on top of a big wave, sound. So you can superimpose vibrations on top of sound. You can superimpose intent on top of sound. You can superimpose consciousness on top of sound. You can superimpose feeling. So sound can be a conductor of emotion, consciousness, and feeling. Now, the beautiful thing about all this is that if a person knows that the sound is consciousness elevating, if he wants to vibrate with it, or she, there's no effort involved. Vibrating the sound is simply an allowance. It's not an effort. It's simply the intent to allow yourself to vibrate with the sound. In that simple way, you can get synchronized with it so you're humming like a bell with it. Now, if I'm standing in a pond, water about this deep, and I'm trying to see what rocks are on the bottom, if there are a lot of waves, I can't really see the bottom. If the waves get more still, I can see sort of what's there. If the waves get really still, I can see a lot of the pebbles. And if it's perfectly still, I can see every little rock that's down there. Now, this is a precise analogy for how the emotional body interacts with your inner perception. If you have wild fluctuating waves, you're an emotional body, like you're tumultuously angry or upset, you can't receive any information from the inside. Your higher self might be trying to send you advice, do this, but you don't hear it because of the fluctuating waves. The stiller you get emotionally, the more precisely you can receive information inwardly. You can receive information from your guides, your personal angels, your higher self, or any light being. So those that understand this make a game, make themselves as emotionally still as they possibly can, knowing the stiller they are, the more finely they can receive. And higher mind is a very subtle, refined consciousness. There are angels, legions of angels, called the angels of stillness, and their job is just to go where they're sent, to get people's emotional bodies very still so they can receive on very subtle, refined levels. In the Bible it says, be still and know that I am God. The stiller you are, the more precisely you can tune. Sound is a very convenient way to influence your vibrations to get very, very still. Very still. Now each of us is a self-aware thought swimming in an infinite ocean of thoughts, all interacting, all creating forms according to how they're thinking. Elevating consciousness with sound really amounts to one person over here. He gets into an exalted state of consciousness. He creates sound with the intention of carrying that state of consciousness, and the sound gets embedded with that consciousness. Then over here, someone listens to that same sound, and they have the intent to allow themselves, just allow themselves to vibrate to the sound. And then they end up with the same consciousness. So there can be consciousness transfer from the one creating the music to the one listening. And it's effortless, just simply allowing yourself to vibrate to that. You can think of the infinite creator as a gong capable of vibrating to all frequencies, but especially infinite frequency. And just know that with the proper intent and the proper sound, you too can be vibrating with the infinite gong.